No, sounds good.
Okay, Michael, how are you? Perry, the summer exodus has begun.
Yeah.
That's Archival left. I mean,
Well,
Weiss left. But Weiss left, and Kamen always deal with. So, okay. Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud Gimel Shalachayich. Your field, our paradise, Rimonim, Impri, Megadim, Kefirim, Him, Neradim. So the Halakha going to Pshat, and one is it on the Mahalak that we've been saying till now, which is going on the Torah Shabbat Peh of Klal Yisrael. And for some reason, that's considered the Shevach of Klal Yisrael. And the idea why it's considered the Shevach of Klal Yisrael is because really, there's never new Torah. If there's ever new Torah, that's a Hagufa problem. Torah, in our day and age, chidushim are when we are able to be yoyrid to the imic of the pshat. The function of our chidushim is to understand what's there already. So Klal Yisrael brings out layers and layers of Torah, and that's what the Shavuot is. So first of all, your paradis remaining. A paradis versus a sada. A paradis, the concept of a paradis is that it's very well organized. It's not haphazard. A sada is much more haphazard. So a memela, like we said, Hamishna k'mayav she'ein sham dvarim b'lti nitzorchem she'kol esav ve'esav hu etzorich kein Hamishna kol dibor v'dibor hu b'dim mifnei atzmo. So that's number one. Im prima godim who payrois shmonim, who neged gemara shu shomim me'od shemarich v'alocha b'shak v'tari ad shiyamor adin aburya. Kifarim, ehim halochis shem gemara. And nerdim is agadois. Shehim kimoi habisamim. So here, the question is, what's the shaykhis between Bisamin and Agada? So first of all, as we've been saying the entire time, we mentioned this probably numerous times, I think back in Esther mentioned it even, that the idea of a reach is you're always on the outside of it. You're never on the inside of it. Agada is, generally speaking, you are on the outside. You don't really know what's going on. You got to learn the goyim's pshat. It's on the gross pshat in the Agada to really understand what's going on in Marsha. We don't know what's going on in Agada. So Agada gives you a smell. But I was just listening to Byron Lapiansky, so he was touching it a little further, more than that. He says, smell is a very interesting zach. Smell makes everything more gishmak. But if you only have smell, you have very little, if anything at all. So if you have food with no smell, it's like gishmak. Part of the gishmak of food is its smell.
Okay.
The haraya, if you can't smell food, you won't taste it.
Yeah, but what about the smell alone is very interesting.
But smell by itself, you can't live on smell.
Oh.
I think smell is right? So he said agada is the same thing. He says agada, very nice, agada, whatever. But if you're not mavusos in Gefes, if you're not mavusos in Gemara, Halacha, Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch, Gemara, Pirush, Rashi, Tosfos, Gefes. Yeah? So, it's a problem. So, if you're not mavusos in Gefes,
Call me the potatoes.
yeah, if you don't have the meat and potatoes, then and you only have the reach, so you're gonna be less hungry. So he said that's who Adin. In a way, the Agada touches up everything, and the Agada gives context to everything. But if you only have Agada, you have nothing. He said one time, he said that there was a fellow that was a Rebbe in Tarvadas Das. And it was like a Bava Chachas or something like that. Huh?
Yeah. Know.
And he wrote a, and he had written, he wrote a sefer. It was a sefer on Agada. And he wrote that We used to think that you have to eat food, but now we know that really you don't have to eat food. Really, the main thing is to extract all the vitamins from the food and survival vitamins. So we used to think you have to actually go and, through the whole Shas so that you become a Bokhi Nagada. But now we know you should just learn Nagada by itself. So Rabbanan said, it's cute because that whole science was disproven, and you cannot live on just extracting the vitamins. You have to actually eat food.
Who gave us come on that?
What?
Who gave us come on
I
that?
don't know. It's interesting, safe, interesting concept. But the point is that that's the concept where Nerodim is like Agada. So it's very. He also said that Reach is very powerful. It's a very powerful sense. There's a concept that smell evokes memories. You familiar with that concept?
Sure. I read a lot about this. I like smell.
Oh yeah? Yeah, you hold ER or something, one of the months. Which month are you into about that?
Well,
Adar
yeah,
smell,
no,
no?
chaytim
So you get mostly well, I Adar
is
smell.
Adam,
But anyway,
yeah. Mashiach,
so smell has brings associations. So he said also that's the concept of Reach being agata or agata. But the point
that
being
guy wrote the same, but probably called
yeah,
it. I got
the point is that it's choshem, it's geshmak, and it's yisoidistic, but it's only reach. Nerd v'karko mihim tkufis gamatrios, sichas shadim v'oifos. Sichas de kolim umishle. So it's tremendous chochmas in the Bria. Im kolatzi levoina him diktuke Torah v'diktuke sefer. Yes, I'm not sure why we're throwing in animal languages in the middle of Torah, but okay. Mar v'ahalios, mar and alois is ma'aseh b'reishis and ma'aseh merkava. Im kol roshi v'samim pirish soides hatagim v'nekudos v'ta'amim sh'oisyos shehem haroshim. That's the rosh of the b'samim. So Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu is being mishabeach Klal Yisrael greatly in their tremendous yad. Beautiful pshat in here. Then the Gura goes on to a whole other pshat in Yenacher, which is probably, I don't know if it's a pshat or not, but in my print it's brought together. So he says, Shalachayich, from the pasuk of Shalachayich and on, even though low people from you, is toivim me'oy v'him pardes. Vugan sheboy rimonim. Kan yir gimel dvarim umayin gaim ganim uber mayim chayim v'noizem in alvan. Chashuvim ka'alef. V'yesh kan gimel shem yud gimel shem tesvav. V'anim shol hem yud gimel midos shem beis shlochen shel Yisrael. That even when I send you away, shalachayich, even when I send you away, don't worry, you still have 13 miles. And that means, that Kleisel's muftach, that I'm never going to forget about you, because you have 13 midos harachamim that you could evoke at any given moment. Hashem, Hashem, karachim v'chanu. Right? So, what are the 13 that are 15? So let's count.
Like this of Hashem,
Okay, but
yeah.
let's count the first, the nimshol, the moshol, the initial. Shalachayit
So
is pardes yumonim, im prima gadim, kifarim, im
Leonidas.
neradim, nerd, Karkoin, Kone
Coffee.
Vikinamon, Im Kol Atze Levoina, Marv Aholis, from 2:11, Roshe Vesavu, that's 13, that's 12.
That's 12.
Then Mayan Ganim, Be'er Mayim Chaim, Vinoiz Lim Milavonan is 15. So he says that out of the 15, Mayan Ganim, Be'er Mayim Chaim, and noise in the Levana, which is all referring to water, is one. So it's the 13 milas. So it says, so too, you have the 13 midas of Hashem. Hine Hashem Hashem Ashlimin La Tezvav Harishon Koidim Shiachta V'Achron Achar Shiachta. Ah, because the going counts the 13 Megillas Rachum starting from Kale. He doesn't count the Shem Hashem at all. So Kale, Rachum, Vechanun. Erech Apayim is two, because it's Erech Apayim L'Rashayim and L'Tzadikim. Rav Chesed, the Emes, Netzach Chesed, La'alofim. That was two, Netzach Chesed. He remembers the Schusavis, La'alofim, for all the Ders. Noisei Avoin, Vafesh, Bechatah is 13, Vinake is 13. And Hashem Hashem, and he says this construct is the same construct as we have by the Avois. We have 12 Shvatim plus Yaakov is 13. Plus on top of them, we have two. Avram and Yitzchak. V'chein b'mishkan. He says you have 15, we have 13, and two of them are heads, is 15.
By the Mishkan, what do you mean? 13 what?
What?
What do we have by the Mishkan?
You have 13 items. What are they? In the beginning of Parshas Truma, Zav v'Chesed v'Nechoshes u'Schelos v'Argamim v'Shalash Shani v'Sheish v'Izim v'Oros Elim u'Madam. Oros Elim u'Madamim v'Oros Tachashim v'Atzei Shikim. Then he says, "You have a Shem and Lamar,
Shem and
Amishka,
no,
and then you have Avni Shem and Avni Meluim. So Avni Shem and Avni Meluim."
So the last three are the
Avin Shem Avin Meluim or Mashlim. Okay, so that's the beauty of Klal Yisrael and Shevach. They have now. I don't know what the start of this construct is. 12 plus 1 is 13, and then two heads. Chmeis nish betos shteid da in going. That's part of what this pasuk is being rams. Okay, everybody, it's an interesting pasuk in here.
Andrew was telling